Item 17, discussion of water board enforcement options and status of the Los Osos Proposition 218 vote.
This he gave us to replace the one that's already in there.
Okay. Mr. Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is item number 17. It's a brief update on the Los Osos enforcement issue. And considering the late hour, I will be very brief. In September, the board directed staff to schedule a hearing to consider rescinding the cease and desist orders and the settlement agreements that the board adopted relative to the Los Osos prohibition zone over the past year. In October, the board had a closed session with the attorneys representing the board on the various lawsuits related to these cease and desist orders and settlement agreements, and decided in that closed session to not schedule a hearing for today, and instead to schedule this brief information update item. So that's what we did. And the staff report is pretty short and straightforward. The advisory team, which is myself and Ms. McChesney, board's legal counsel, to my left, recommends that the water board not schedule a hearing to consider rescinding the cease and desist orders at this time. When I wrote the staff report, we had already had a closed session in October, and so we had the benefit of hearing from the attorneys that were representing the water board in these cases. We had another closed session today at 12:30, and we again heard from the attorneys, and there are three attorneys representing the board on these cases from the Attorney General's office. So the board has now heard from these attorneys twice in closed session, and having participated in those closed sessions, my recommendation remains the same, that the board not schedule a hearing at this time to consider rescission of the orders and settlement agreements, and instead allow the court cases to proceed and to actually get a decision from the court regarding the legal issues surrounding the orders and settlement agreements. Now, as we all know, the 218 vote did pass, and Supervisor Bruce Gibson is here today, along with Pablo Ogren, the Director of County Public Works, and I wanted to make sure we give them an opportunity to speak to the board if you want to. I understand you do not have a presentation. So you have
brief comments.
Brief comments. Okay. You can
come
to the
come
chair.
Right up. Yeah.
Do that now.
Hey, has the election result been certified?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bruce Gibson, 2nd District Supervisor representing Los Osos. The 218 election has been certified. Future steps in that involve dealing with the protests, formal protest letters that have been submitted. I believe that action's before us on not next Tuesday, but the 18th of December. The certification of the assessment engineer's report at that point, and on we move to next steps. As I'm sure you're aware, the Proposition 218 assessment passed by a remarkable margin of 80% in approval. I am most impressed, both with the community for the courage of stepping up on this, and delivering a very clear statement of their intent to get this solved. And in particular, I have to thank Pablo and the staff for their very, very hard work and extraordinary amount of education they did that I think really is at the key of that. I will note in quick passing, Pablo is the project manager. Today, one of our deputy directors of Public Works, but he will be assuming the director of Public Works position in January as our current director, Noel King, retires. I would go on to say that I think the success of that 218 vote really was the result of planning that Pablo and the staff did in terms of a well-conceived set of strategies and work tasks that they executed remarkably well on time and under budget. And as I said, the level of public education that they undertook, I think, was really key to that. Going forward, we have described at previous appearances before you next work steps. We are entering basically an environmental assessment phase. We're soon to scope the EIR. We're in discussions with a consultant. Pablo will be bringing back to our board plans and a budget request in January, and we'll be moving forward under co-equal analysis of the different technical solutions that he has outlined. We also continue to work on efforts to bring grant money into this, and you may have seen, I'm sure you did note, that WERDA did pass and the veto was overridden. That provides us a $35 million authorization monies headed to this project. We very much thank Mrs. Capps and Congressman Visklosky for that. We have within there a $5 million appropriation request that we expect to hear on by the end of the year. I'd especially like to thank your staff, Mr. Chairman, for their help in supporting us in our Prop 50 requests. And we have been invited back into the second round of Prop 50 and expect to be meeting in Sacramento in coming weeks to see if we can't find some very important funds there. Prop 84 looms on the horizon, and so on we go. My own efforts are largely centered around helping facilitate communication between the many agencies that are involved in this. The California Coastal Commission, obviously a very big player in this, our assemblymen and our state senator's office, your staff, and we continue to meet and communicate with them on a regular basis. And finally, as to your existing enforcement efforts, as I've said before, I do hope that you can come as soon as possible to a fair resolution of the outstanding CDOs and settlement agreements that have been issued. I do know in reading your staff report that there are specific issues that you have to work through in order to get there. I hope that you can do that as expeditiously as possible and that we can come to a fair resolution of these issues. With that, Pablo is here available for questions, as am I, and knowing the hour's late, I think that's enough said.
A couple questions for you.
Sure.
When will the county decide to formally take over the project?
Well, that under AB 2701, we are in a period of due diligence, so we are looking at further examining the technical and environmental issues, and when we are comfortable that we can get a project permitted, one that meets the applicable environmental standards, then we will make the call. I don't know that there's a specific deadline that hits on that, but I would imagine that as we get further into the environmental analysis later in 2008 would be the far end of that time frame. Base.
Push the button on the bottom.
Well, it's easy to push buttons, I guess. Pablo Ogren, Public Works Department, San Luis Obispo County, Chairman Young, and members of the board. Certainly, the AB 2701 doesn't specify a specific due diligence period before the county considers a resolution to formally take on the project. As Supervisor Gibson indicated, we are bringing our recommendations on December 18th to the board to reject the protest associated with the assessment district and to levy the assessments. Levy assessments essentially is the first step in recording liens on properties. It's not to actually start a collection period, but it's the resolution to levy assessments that opens the 30-day litigation period for protest against the assessment district, and we certainly see that as being one of the critical issues that we have to get through any litigation period before going to the board on recommendations on taking off the project. Obviously, we'd be in a pretty difficult situation to make a formal recommendation to proceed with the project while there is litigation out there. And we have certainly seen threats of litigation. We're hopeful that the community is moving in a forward direction and that we don't see litigation. But still, that 30-day window will most likely begin on December 18th.
Is there any litigation now challenging the election itself?
No, individuals who might be inclined to litigate don't have the opportunity to do so prior to December 18th in the formal rejection of protest.
Okay. All right.
Well,
sure. Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. And I just want to comment on the aspect of due diligence in considering the environmental issues. And it's just a comment. So I'm aware that there is, in the alternative sites analysis, there is one location that I am very concerned about. I know I've conveyed that to you.
Excuse me, Ms. Hunter. I don't believe it's appropriate for you to make a comment on this item unless you go to the out to the audience.
Oh,
and make
I'm
it
happy
as
to do that. But in the past, in the county's update reports on their project, I have made comments before in this format. This is
in the regional board.
In the regional board, yes, because I am commenting to them about their project. I'm not commenting to them. I am not commenting on the CDOs or the status of any of the action that the regional board is taking to the residents. I'm speaking about the county's project. And right now, my comment concerns environmental impacts to Morro Bay. So if you want me to go to the podium, I'm happy to do that, too.
I would prefer that you go to the podium.
That's okay. I'm fine with
so
that.
So it's clear you're not part of the that you're not representing the board or acting as a board member on this matter. So.
Okay, but I think that the boundary between the board actions against individual septic and landowners in Los Altos is one issue that I'm not involved in. The report from the county on their project is something that I have been commenting on. This is their third or fourth report to the board.
Right, and this item is about the rescission of the cease and desist order. So if the chair
no,
wants...
No, this is an update on the status of the project. It's my understanding. Yeah. They're reporting on the 218, and they're reporting on... And I'm not... I don't need to make my statement from this microphone. I'm happy to go to the podium, but I wanted to call to their attention. My issues concern potential impacts to the marine environment and discharge of a wastewater treatment facility located next to a national estuary program or a national estuary and a designated marine protected area.
But Dr. Hunter, I think the more appropriate forum for those comments to be communicated to the county would be to their forum. And not necessarily our forum here.
Okay, I understand that as a regional board, we do have interest in seeing protection of marine resources related to discharge to ocean or estuarine waters. So my comment is...
We absolutely do. However, when we as board members recuse ourselves from participating in certain items, and certainly if the permit... When we had the permit for the Tri-W site come before us, Les Bowker didn't participate in that.
Well, let me just say, I know that I'm taking my approach to this in seeing other board members participate with more generally related to matters that they may or may not have to recuse themselves on. I'm thinking of Daniel Press and his comments from his microphone regarding UC Santa Cruz and, in general, things that are going on related to UC Santa Cruz. And in other ways, he has to recuse himself on UC Santa Cruz permits. So,
I did want to say that I believe it's appropriate if you want to speak, and it's okay with the chair to have you speak, that you speak from the podium and not from here. But I also think that this isn't the appropriate venue to debate the merits of any proposal.
No, I was not intending to debate anything. I wanted to simply add to the county's consideration of their environmental issues, our interest in seeing a strong consideration of any potential impacts to the marine environment. I think that's entirely appropriate for me to say that. If I say it from the podium here as a member of the public, that would be my opportunity to make that comment in this room. If you decide that that's not appropriate, I'm listening. But so far, we've vetted this very carefully, and I'm happy to consider your views on this at this point. I know that you are counsel at this point, and so your comments are noted.
It's difficult because we've kind of gone to a point where when we didn't have a board action item, we've allowed ourselves to stay on the podium, stay on the
right
up here to go ahead and hear a status report because there was nothing to vote on.
But I have made a comment every report.
Well, you have.
Yeah.
I know.
Right.
And but I think Francis is right, and it is a little, I think, going too far to start getting into, which I think is maybe specific comments about a particular site.
No, it's my request to the county that they consider the new designated status of Morro Bay as a marine protected area. That is a new condition and a new program that's being implemented through Fish and Game and through more broadly through the Ocean Protection Council. And as you know, those are issues that I'm deeply involved in. I am very knowledgeable about, and I feel that I can make a very brief comment to ask the county to consider in their due diligence. I was careful to characterize, I'm talking about due diligence on environmental issues more broadly.
And I think you've now made your point, so
thank you.
Okay. All right.
Sir, certainly a wide range of environmental issues, and the status of Morro Bay as a national estuary is very much in the front of our minds, so these things will be considered.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments or questions for Supervisor Gibson? All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Why don't we proceed to our speakers? We've got 20 cards. 21 cards. Okay, well, what I'm going to do is limit comments into 2 minutes. We've got about 25 cards, so we'll contain it. But I think an hour's worth of public comment will be sufficient on this. We've certainly got probably everyone in the room wanting to comment. Okay, 2 minutes. Elizabeth Allaby, followed by Beverly DeWitt Moylan, William Moylan. Go ahead.
Elizabeth Allaby, homeowner for 21 years, 18 years resident of Los Osos. Board members, Mr. Gibson, he left. Mr. Ogren, okay. Back in September 7th of this year, I already addressed this board concerning you keeping our cease and desist order before the 218 vote. You can see the video again. I did it last night. I went back on the internet on slow span, and you could see how distraught I was. On that same hearing, Supervisor Gibson was there making another request after previously done so in a mail letter to rescind the CDOs and to treat the prohibition zone owners the same. You said, Mr. Young, you were assuring him that the intentions of the board were just that. The only thing we had to do was pumping our septic tanks. Well, my husband and I, we have done that, and we still have a CDO today. Mr. Ogren also mentioned that a lot of different stages in building a sewer had to be met, and it might go beyond the 2011 date, something we homeowners in the prohibition zone have no control over. So the Los Osos residents voted to assess themselves. I guess it was either pay fines or either pay a sewer. I feel that we, the CDO's recipients, have been held hostages, and we have not been treated the same as the rest of the community.
Can you please wrap it up, please?
So I'm here again to ask you to vacate the CDOs. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Beverly DeWitt Moreland.
Beverly DeWitt Moreland, Prohibition Zone. On May 10, 2007, Vice Chairman Jeffries, who was not present at the January 22nd hearing and had to base his vote on the record of that hearing, said, "I read all 202 pages. Chairperson Young said, "Okay, and did you watch anything?" Vice Chairperson Jeffries, "No, I did not. When I found out the length of the meeting, my wife wouldn't let me tie up the DVD that long." Laughter. Vice Chairperson Jeffries, "So I read all 202 pages during Deal or No Deal." None of you has any idea what it is like to be us. None of you has any idea what it is like to come home to a hysterical phone message on our machine from a CDO co-defendant saying, and I quote, "I can't take it anymore. I'm going to kill myself." That's what we are dealing with in our lives. You have no idea what it's like to be us. And so you can make jokes or you can tolerate jokes about our lives and deceive yourselves into believing that the CDOs are not burdensome. In fact, the human cost has been and continues to be incalculable. By deciding not to vacate these CDOs, but instead to consider further individual enforcement, you continue to fail in your obligation to protect the people. Holding citizens hostage, holding them accountable for failures of government is irresponsible and unconscionable. The first obligation of government is to protect the people, Senator Susan Collins of Maine.
Mr. Moreland.
My name is William Moreland. I live in the Prohibition Zone. How can you consider yourselves unbiased when just 38 households out of 4,500 bear the burden of enforcement actions and have borne them for almost 2 years? This is what having a CDO has done and continues to do to us. It keeps us from getting a loan on our home for the full value of what we could borrow if our home were unencumbered. It has cost us thousands of dollars and countless hours, days, and months of living a normal life, while the rest of the community continues to lead lives untrammeled by regulatory actions. We have put holds on our plans to remodel our home, not knowing if we must walk away from our property on January 1, 2011. As Matt Thompson said on April 28, 2005, you will have to vacate the premises. Our doctor's visits have increased as a direct relationship from the stress of this two-year-long process. My wife has had several $7,000 infusions to help her with her immune disease. Prior to this harassment by the water board, she was symptom-free for almost a year. I have developed chronic heartburn, something I never had before our proposed and subsequent CDO. This is what your own board members have said or done. When I asked Michael Thomas how he would feel if his own mother had received the CDO, he said, "I wouldn't like it." Mr. Hayashi said, "I don't know what I would do if I got a CDO." When I told Matt Thompson that I wanted to build an on-site, completely enclosed system that would not allow my wastewater to enter the soil, he said, "You don't want to go that way, Bill." When we asked repeatedly for an extension of our hearing, we were denied each time. When I specifically asked Michael Thomas just what substantial justification for an extension was, he said he would get back to me with an answer from the chairman. I have one paragraph. That's it.
Go ahead.
Thank you. He never got back to me with an answer. When I asked Harvey Packard would he continue with CDO proceedings, knowing that they were making people physically ill, he said, "We plan to continue with these proceedings." But these men on the water board, who sit in judgment of us all, are good, honorable men, reasonable men. These are men who have promised to be fair to all. These are men who would not dream of having something done to members of their families like what they have done to us.
Julie Tacker, followed by Tom Murphy, then Ben DeFada.
Good evening. I am Julie Tacker. I am a 36-year resident of Los Osos. I happen to be on the Los Osos Community Services District Board. Interesting, Mr. Thomas's report today doesn't really jive with what the staff report says, and I came to take issue with the staff report. I simply think that what you said today, Mr. Thomas, should have been in here. Council recommends that you don't hold hearings rather than no compelling reason. You see no compelling reason to rescind the cease and desist orders. I have to take issue especially with page 2, item number 2 of the staff report, references a comment that was made in the local press by a Los Osos Community Services District Board member. It happened to have been me. And I just want to say that in hearings and previous proceedings, those comments that were made in the press and all the press were quashed by Chairman Young. All record of the press had been quashed. And I would expect that referring to quotes in the press today and your staff report should be quashed again. What I said, you should have called me. I would have been happy to give you the context in which the statement was taken and how out of context it was. And I am committed to derail the Tri-W project. So, and the county's very, very aware that the community of Los Osos is not interested in that project, and should it breathe one breath of life, it will be quashed by the citizens of Los Osos.
Thank you for your comments, Ms. Tacker.
You are welcome.
Tom Murphy. And Ben DeFada and Al Barrow.
I'm going to ask my assistant to assist me and pass something out to make my point on my presentation. Would that be all right?
You have 2 minutes, so go ahead. Use your time.
2 minutes. Okay. My name's Tom Murphy. I'm the inventor of the Reclamator. I want to share some facts with you. No homeowner is legally obligated to provide sewer to a publicly owned utility. All homeowners have full authority to eliminate their discharge on their own property. All homeowners have rights to use 100% of the water purchased. Waste or discharge of waste has no value. Recycled water is a valuable resource. An assessment placed on private homes to pay for a sewer service just because the neighbor wants the county to build a sewer is illegal. If anyone takes a homeowner's personal property, the property must be purchased at a fair market value. The reclaimed water produced by the reclamator is a valuable resource per California Water Code Section 13050 will have to be purchased by the public utility. Who takes it? The water that you just received in front of you is the same quality of water the reclamator produces. If you run a sewer, you're going to be paying me for the water. Thank you.
Ben DeFada.
Well, you cut me down 2 minutes, and now I have to ramble on. Good afternoon, Board. I am Ben DeFada. Today's subject is Stop Waterboarding the Citizens of Los Osos. Seniors and low-income citizens have to carefully manage their budgets, and so should you. This Regional Water Board
can
has caused...
Can you speak into the microphone, Mr. DeFada? Some people in the back can't hear you.
Thank you. There's a whole new world out there and on how to get rid of waste, save water and energy, and do it affordably and better, way beyond what the same old local engineers, i.e. Corollo, Montgomery, Watson, Harza, and County have to offer. The same people tried it in the past, and it failed twice. It must be affordable. You want to save water? Look at the Reclamator on-site technology. It will save every drop of water that leaves our homes. I won't go into tearing up 42 miles of streets and the cost. It's only down to $50 a month. The county's project is over $250 to $300 a month. plus decommissioning your septic tank, plus lateral hookups. The county's TAC team decided that the Ripley Pacific Waste Disposal Plant had too many flaws in it. Where did they get their engineering degree from? The Montgomery Watson Corolla Thomas Crapper School of Stinking Sewer Plants? Do the right thing, get rid of Briggs and his Robin Hood method of stealing from the poor and giving to the rich. When you have a losing ball team, you make a lot of changes, starting with the manager and the players. The governor wants the state to go green in every way possible. We know we want to save the heritage of the Spaniards and the mission days, but to save and use 18th century old sewer system methods is plain stupid. The Water Board's Thomas Crapper technology on the energy hog stinking company is not going to go well with the governor.
Thank you for your comments. Al Barrow? No, Mr. Barrow. Okay. Keith Weimer? Is he here? He did have on this card, I am submitting a letter requesting vacation of the CDOs and resulting settlement agreements. I was present at the scheduled time at 1:30 and wanted to speak but had to leave due to other obligations at 4:30. Okay. Rob Scheib, followed by Lawson Schaller, followed by Don Bearden. Mr. Scheib.
Chairman Young and board members, regarding Mr. Thompson's comments that basically it sounds like you want to keep the fight going until it gets legally sorted out. I'm sure that there are several defendants who would be happy to keep the fight going with you, but that doesn't mean the rest of us should have to. Please dismiss all the formal enforcement actions against those who do not want to fight against you, against the homeowners. The homeowners in Los Osos did our part. By an overwhelming margin, we passed the assessment. We're paying for the sewer. Our properties are now encumbered by up to $25,000 to pay for the sewer, and this is in addition to the $5,000 we already assessed ourselves a few years ago. Now, while we are all encumbered by this debt, 99% of the prohibition zone does not have formal enforcement against them. These 45 families went through a year of hell, and for the trouble, have our properties encumbered with formal enforcement actions that no one else has. It is unfair to leave this burden on our properties that no one else must bear. We've suffered enough, and there's no reason for the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board to leave this 1% encumbered with formal enforcement action when even the prosecution now agrees that this method of enforcement was wrong. From the beginning, we told the prosecution that this was all wrong. When we received these documents, many of us asked the prosecution to work with us on a settlement. The prosecution disagreed with us back then and said there would be no settlements. 6 months later, the prosecution opened up discussions and we had a settlement. When we received these documents, we said that we had never been notified that our discharges were illegal. The prosecution said there was no reason for us to be notified, but yet a year and a half later, they turned around and notified everybody else that their discharges are illegal. When we received these documents, we said that the whole CDO approach was inefficient and it was the wrong approach. The prosecution said they could get it through, and by the end of the year, we're looking at 2 years later now, and they still haven't gotten through the original 45.
Can you wrap it up, Mr. Okay.
They have stopped doing the CDOs because it's wrong. If it's wrong now, it was wrong then. Please vacate these formal enforcement actions and put me back on the same playing field as everybody else in my town.
Thank you for your comments. Lawson Schaller, then Don Bearden, and David Dugan.
Lawson Schaller, Los Osos. Good evening, Chairman and Board, fellow citizens. I just want to reiterate the 80% approval rate in the 218. I think that's a very strong indication. I'm perplexed as to why the CDOs are still in place. It's clear over the last year and a half, I've been coming to meetings of the huge burden it's on the individuals, the medical problems, the hardships. I'd really like to see the board and the staff redirect their efforts towards a solution. The CDOs are a major hindrance. I'd like to learn more. Bruce Gibson mentioned about, he thanked the staff, but your assistance on Proposition 50 funding, I think that's a great example of how we can turn things around. The lawsuit, to me, is a huge, huge problem. Clearly right here, Dr. Hunter was trying to make some comments. Your legal counsel had to interrupt. It's prohibiting what we need. We need dialogue. We need a free flow of information. We need to turn all of our efforts towards a solution. And all the energy that's going into the fight is very, very unproductive. I think that's clear. I think that's obvious to everyone. Now, I'm here to support my neighbors that have got CDOs. I was one of the fortunate ones that didn't. I've been to every meeting you've had over the last year and a half. Like many others in this meeting, they don't have CDOs, but they're here trying to help. Finally, I would like to hear, and I think the community really deserves to hear, why the CDOs are in place. Are they helping? I can't see how they are. And Mr. Thomas or Mr. Young or legal counsel, I think after a year and a half, we deserve a brief explanation as to how they're helping us resolve the discharge solution. Again, if we can turn our efforts towards, as Mr. Gibson thanked you for assistance in the prop funding, if we can go that direction, we'll get this solved, and we can move on to other more important matters.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Schaller. Don Bearden, followed by David Dugan, and then Chris Alavi.
Don Bearden, homeowner in the Prohibition Zone. If you want to treat all the citizens in the Prohibition Zone the same, then you should continue issuing CDOs to the rest of the Prohibition Zone, including me. I want the same time to spend on defense as the first 45. Considering the time spent, you would be years doing the CDO hearings for the rest of the 4,500 households in the Prohibition Zone. You should vacate the first 45 CDOs and proceed with some other method of enforcement that will be the same for all the citizens in the Prohibition Zone. In your staff report of July 9, 2004, titled Consideration of Enforcement Alternatives for Baywood Park, Los Osos, San Luis Obispo County, you listed numerous other methods of enforcement alternatives. You should look at that staff report again and try to figure out a different alternative. The homeowners that you have come down on are powerless. And if you're going to continue on this road and keep those CDOs in effect, then I want the same treatment. You need to vacate those first 45 CDOs. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. David Dugan.
David Los Osos, I was really impressed with this board on September 7th to step up to the plate and to discuss through a hearing the CDOs that had been issued. Had you had the hearing, you didn't have to take action whatsoever, but at least under oath, at least in the public's eye, we could have more evidence submitted. Maybe that's what some of you may have been afraid of. The discussion and the reasons for stopping it was because there's litigation. That was discussed at this podium. Harvey Packard informed you there is litigation. And yet you guys, in a unanimous consensus, said we want these hearings to be agendized. Now, that was in public. That was in front of the cameras. Thank God. Thank God this is in front of the cameras. Because I like to use this stuff on television a lot, and I do use it effectively. And I will tell you that had you held these hearings, you could have taken no actions. You could have taken an action that would have changed the conditions of the CDOs to the CDOs that were issued in 2004, which were less venomous and had less teeth, but are precedent-setting because in 2004, the only real requirement was to hook up to a wastewater treatment facility within 30 days of its availability and a few other requirements. But those are precedent setting. And I think that had you done that, you probably would have evaded the problem of being firm, fair, and consistent. specifically the firm inconsistent, the fair inconsistent, because you're not being fair. I'm disappointed that you decided to do this, change your minds by in closed sessions. You had to do it. Did that get reported out of closed session that you changed your mind? After you came out of closed session, did you report that to the public so the public would know? No, you didn't.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Dugan. Chris Allaby, followed by Laurie McCombs, and then Dr. Mary Fullwood.
Chris Allaby, CDO number 1019. Okay. any competent physician knows that mental stress can bring on illness, physical and mental disorders, depression, and numerous other ills. The Water Board's handling of the CDOs and the Los Osos Water Project has been consistently heavy-handed and conducive to fear and apprehension among the citizens of Los Osos, and in particular, the holders of cease and desist orders within the community. If you want health problems, take your blood pressure and pulse after you get your CDO in the mail. Compare your Tylenol consumption with past years and pre-CDO consumption. You get an upset stomach eating anything but oatmeal with no raisins. You have to buy a new hat. The old one doesn't fit anymore because of your hair loss over the project. You wish somebody would pay for your time spent fighting the project. Can't move, no one will buy your house. Vast amounts of time attending and prepping for meetings with no compensation, money lost, having to hire lawyers, etc., to defend ourselves, or to clean and pump septic systems. Only the CDOs were ordered to do this. You have a heart attack after you compare your income with expenditures, including the sewer bill. Your doctor prescribes brain pills so you can find your car keys after a wastewater meeting. You are chosen by a confusing process known only by two RWQCB employees and not witnessed by a neutral party to become one of 46 residents out of 5,000 to be designated CDOs. Bottom line is, if the powers that be don't furnish a wastewater system by 2011, you lose the use of your house.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Right. Allaby. Laurie McCombs.
That be me. Laurie McCombs, CDO holder 1026, 20-year resident of Los Osos. May 2006, the State Water Regional Quality Board started threatening they would issue CDOs, and I was on that list. I wanted to show cooperation with the agency. I asked, how can I prove to the RWQCB that I wanted to cooperate? What do I do? The board said, pump your septic tank and have an inspection performed by a licensed company. I asked Matt Thompson, how much does he think it will cost for this work? At the meeting, he replied, between $100 and $200. I called to get three estimates first. I took the lowest. I had my tank pumped the next month for $325, plus they gave me a break on the inspection fee because I was a lucky CDO holder, so that only cost $55 extra. Note, the cost did not include uncovering the tank, which would have been an extra $100. My point, Mr. Thompson couldn't bother to make a couple of phone calls to get an idea what the first expense he wanted us to make would be. I had no problem with spending this money until I found out I didn't need to pump my tank. Then after the RWQCB says, you need an inspection on our form. My next point, the RWQCB couldn't produce their own form until it was too late to use it. This either shows lack of preparation or just that the inspection really wasn't that important to the board, and who cares if it's not their money. December 15th of 06, I was convicted of polluting the waters of the state of California. Mr. Young, you said you need to teach us how to vote. Well, Mr. Young, I heard you loud and clear. Your last meeting...
Can you please wrap it up, Ms. McCombs?
Yes, I can. Your last meeting before the 218, I stood here, told you I will vote yes on the 218 as you have forced me to vote yes or face more enforcement. In all bold letters on my CDO, failure to comply, blah, blah, may subject me to civil and criminal liability. Just because I have achieved the American dream of owning my own home, I have become a potential criminal.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for your comments, Ms. McCombs. Dr. Mary Fullwood, followed by Chuck Cesena, then Gail McPherson.
Hi. My name is Dr. Mary Fullwood, a resident of Los Osos. After the 218 passed, the county expressed their desire for healing in Los Osos through a collective coming together. Evidence of this happened at a recent fundraiser, Sustainability Seduces, hosted by Slow Green Build, the Santa Lucia chapter of Sierra Club, and San Luis Bay chapter of Surf Rider. The event was organized in part to bring awareness to the prospect of green innovative technologies incorporated into the Los Osos sewer project at a time in our culture when there is substantial concern for pollution, global warming, and water resources. Those presenting information included the county discussing best management practices, and you, the Regional Water Quality Control Board, having a representative presenting low-impact development techniques. It is exciting to see these collaborative efforts emerging. The antithesis, however, is active enforcements against homeowners. Until they are rescinded, there will never be true collaboration or healing. Reed Sato's suggestion of suspending all previous penalties to bring the community to a level field. There's ample evidence that a project is moving forward, and this confirms Dave Hodgins' statement, "I have no interest in assessing a lot of fines and penalties. I just want to get the job done." To get the job done, attention must no longer be diverted from enforcement inequality between homeowners, all of whom are equally paying a $25,000 sewer assessment. 2 years ago, Los Osos voted to move the project out of town, and this has proven itself not to be a mistake, but wise and prudent. Energy challenges, sea level rise from global warming, and the Bay's new designation as State Marine Reserve were unforeseen but sensed, now affirmed by the California Department of Fish and Game's 2007 Master Plan for Marine Protected Areas, which states, take is not limited to fishing activities. The high level of protection created by SMR is based on the assumption that no other appreciable level of take or alteration of the ecosystem is allowed, e.g. sewage discharge. No one should be punished for our town's prudent decision because we are moving forward with trimetric sustainability goals as our compass pointing north.
Can you wrap it up, please?
Yes. To assist moving forward, every resident must stand on equal ground, and then we will see the truth of collaboration and healing. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Chuck Cesena, Gail McPherson, and then Joe Sparks.
Good evening, Chairman Young and fellow board members. My name is Chuck Cesena. I'm the president of the Los Osos Community Services District and 20-year resident of the community. Once again this fall, the residents of Los Osos demonstrated that they do know how to vote. What we're still being punished for is a vote 2 years ago where we rejected an environmentally and economically unsustainable treatment plant in the middle of our town. Keeping my ego in check is the most difficult part of this struggle for me, because my ego demands vindication. It demands revenge. When I give in to it, I think about bringing a liposuction device down here to extract a pound of flesh from the forehead, most painful area I can think of, from everyone who told us, if you don't like the Tri-W project, change your board, and then didn't give us a chance to implement a project. From everyone who said, we need to teach you how to vote. From everyone who said, we know that individual enforcement actions could affect property values, but hey, we knew that going in, so why change now? But that desire for revenge doesn't help anything, and I need to work on keeping it under control. Only by balancing care and concern for both the environment and the citizens of Los Osos can this problem be solved. The issuance of enforcement actions against individual homeowners for the failure of government to construct infrastructure mandated by government is puzzling at best. It's part of that retribution, vindication, and revenge cycle that leads nowhere. Over the past 20 years, government at all levels has failed Los Osos residents, and it's time for all of us to put it aside, put the blame aside, and look for solutions. Lawsuits, which were filed, I should say a lawsuit, which was filed in response to the issuance of individual enforcement actions against homeowners, needs to be settled. And there should be assurances that no further individual enforcement actions will be in effect until a collection system is in place for residents to hook up to. Please accept these gifts as an expression of my desire to break this negative cycle that we've been on so that we can focus on that affordable and sustainable project.
Thank you for your comments. Gail McPherson. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Board and Chairman Young. The Board asked for a hearing to vacate the orders and level the playing field. And it's unfortunate that prosecution staff and has continued to refuse to look at constructive solutions to replace this this enforcement process. Interim compliance plans have been offered, enforceable work plans. And they're so common in other regions, and it's a shame that we're facing what we're facing here. The Water Board staff today says in its report, orders and settlement agreements do not require any burdensome actions now or in the near future, and the orders and settlement agreements may have a negative effect on property values. There are huge burdens and consequences for individual citizens that were singled out for enforcement. We've heard about some of them today. The burdens are among not just the fact that they just put $25,000 burdens on their home, but also that the property is depressed in values in the enforcement zone. And I'm on a short timeline here, so, but you really should take a look at the depressed values and the fact that people can't get mortgages. We're asking you to vacate the enforcement against the individuals because it violates their civil rights. That's what our defensive lawsuit is about. The appeal is the only thing that's offered to these people to protect themselves from further action if things out of their control, such as building a treatment plant, don't occur. This isn't really about a sewer. It is about protecting civil rights. We ask that you vacate the orders. There's nothing in abeyance. You have said that all of the properties are violating right now and have been since 1988, and all of them are subject to future enforcement. And I just wanted to mention that Citizens for Clean Water worked to support the public education and had 5 workshops.
Can you wrap it up, please, Ms. McPherson?
And that allowed the county to present their information to the public. Okay. And I just have some things to
thank
to
you for your comments. To. Joe Sparks?
Thank you.
Followed by Bruce Payne.
Joe Sparks. I am the Vice President of the Los Osos Community Services District. Speaking as a homeowner, I agree that you need to, as soon as possible, address this arbitrary nature of the issuance of the CDOs. And the only practical way, I think, is that you do vacate them. We need to transition from where we've had the CDOs to concentrating on the county project and the WDRs and the design of that project. The homeowners have put their homes on the line twice now, which is an astounding statement by the homeowners of the district that they want to resolve issues of water quality, given that the decisions of the Coastal Commission and your agency and all agencies have played a part in where we're at today. As a member of the district, I can assure you that I'm committed to support the county and the process with the county going forward. Our district in October voted to assess our own properties for wastewater improvements at the district properties. And part of those properties are our water department, where the district is currently undergoing $4 million in improvements on our water infrastructure. And those are to go forward that will allow us to, working with the other water purveyors, to alter pumping practices in the future that would improve water quality further in the basin. So thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. Payne? Followed by Lisa Schicker,
Then I see a card here from Keith Weimer. He must be back in the room. And then Sullivan and Associates.
Good afternoon. Excuse me. I'm Bruce Fain, resident of Los Osos. I feel like I'm the guest of honor at a necktie party. Please don't pull the trap till I'm through with my 2 minutes at least. You know, let's stop this childish bickering and become partners here. You know, we can build a reservoir being completely refilled every day, continuously to overflowing, and it's where birds can't poop on it, and it's non-evaporative, and it'll be a sustainable water system forever. And that's the groundwater basin underneath our village. And you can help us do it and be heroes along with us. Way back in 1976, a man named John Timothy Winneberger was directed by Resolution 76-4 back then. I love these resolution numbers, don't you? So anyway, he was specifying work to be undertaken for sewage disposal practices in Baywood and Los Osos. He refers to on-site wastewater disposal systems as a septic tank system or septic system, and has long been a misnomer. And it gets down, aeration devices, for example, are available and are provided by many manufacturers. On-site wastewater disposal constitutes terminology which is gaining acceptance. Somewhere he says something about their sediment tank and should be referred to as extended sediment tank. And Webster, by the way, to add to the prosecution statement that septic tanks are a sediment tank, Webster says, a tank in which sewage is broken down by anaerobic activity. That's Webster's. Holy cow. Pull a trip.
Thank you, Mr. Payne.
Murphy's Law now has a new connotation. It's called Title 33, Chapter 26. I hope you're familiar with it and know that it wasn't, what would you call it? I forgot what Packard said it was. No, it was quoted, not defined. I would like to hear a legal opinion on that from a lawyer instead of a legal opinion from a wastewater treatment.
Have a good evening, Mr. Payne. Okay. Lisa Schicker.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Lisa Schicker from Los Osos and Los Osos board member as well. First of all, I really am bewildered again about what happened between September and now. We left that hearing, a long one again, with great anticipation about you folks finally getting it, that we want you to work with us. And it's really unfortunate that none of you are listening to me right now. Not one of you. Is Dr. Shellcross, Mr. Shellcross, anybody? This is really difficult for us. It would be really nice if I had just a couple minutes of your time. This is why we're here again. We want you to work with us. You are our representatives and our government. What is so hard about that? What is so hard about that for you? That's all we've ever asked. You have a great opportunity in history to make a difference for us. And you can't even listen to the people for 2 minutes. It's embarrassing. We stayed here all day to wait to have 2 minutes to talk to you. I can't believe it. I'd like to echo Mr. Schaller's comments. What is it going to take for you folks to work with us? What do we need to do? We've assessed our homes twice. We've given up our lives. We've run for office. If you don't like it, change the board. We changed the board. You blew us off. What is it going to take? You are officials of the state of California, just as I am in my profession. And I cannot believe that you are not willing to work with us. We have done nothing but tell you that we want to fix our water problems in Los Osos. You won't even let people from Los Osos talk who have volunteered their time on your board because you're afraid of some legal action? What is going on? Have lawyers taken over
the
world?
Can you wrap up your comments, please, Ms. Shicker?
Have they taken over the whole world and we don't do anything because we're afraid of a lawsuit? I'm asking you once again, for the last time in 5 years, please, why don't you work with Los Osos? Quit treating us like we're from some other planet.
Thank
we
you
are
for
your fellow citizens,
thank
and
you for
we
your
want
comments.
Your cooperation.
Thank you for your comments. Have a good evening. Keith Weimer, followed by Sullivan and Associates.
My name is Keith Weimer. Thanks for allowing me to speak. I was able to clear my calendar there. Honorable Chair and board members, I did hand out a letter, and I imagine Mr. Thomas distributed it earlier. I'm going to summarize. I'm here again to urge your board to vacate the actions against Los Osos 45. In considering whether to do so, I ask that you focus on whether the actions are fair and just. On the surface of it, targeting a few individuals for a community-wide problem is not just. It is wrong to equate such actions to the random ticketing of motorists. Motorists know the speed limit when they violate it, and they have the ability to avoid the citation. The fact your staff issued a notice of violation to other community members indicates they didn't believe the notice to be adequate. Further, it's not fair or just to threaten fines against individuals when they lack a direct means to remove the threat. Your board has made it clear many times that your real intent is to influence individuals to support a community-wide system, which they've done. To be consistent with water code laws, in fact, you'd avoid directing people toward a solution at all, and per section 13301.1 of the water code, you'd render all possible assistance in making available current information on successful and economical water quality control programs to help people, these individuals, comply with cease and desist orders. In other words, you'd be working with the individuals to help them identify the least costly funding options and technologies, including on-site systems. Your staff, in fact, seems to be doing the opposite. From the actions and statements of Roger Briggs and others, it's clear they're interested in keeping the costly and unpopular Tri-W option alive, eliminating on-site and step options, even though these are considered by many experts to be less costly and more environmentally sound. Please don't be distracted by a few people asking for CDOs or supporting them, or the fact that a judge has not yet sifted through the complex laws and policies of this case. A major test of whether the CDOs should stand is whether they are fair and just. A reasonable person would say that they are not. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Ms. Sullivan is our last speaker.
I'm Shauna Sullivan, and I am a resident of the Prohibition Zone and also a representative of some of the victims of your CDO's issuance. This board, during the holiday season last year, insisted on continuing the prosecution of issuance of CDO's to make an example of 45 selected people, randomly selected. And now this holiday season, you have on your agenda staff telling you don't vacate those CDOs and keep the CAOs in place. And think about issuing CAOs to the rest of us by paper hearings. Now, before this hearing, you had hours of testimony on the last agenda item, which was a CAO where the board was considering directing the executive director to issue a CAO, which is cleanup abatement order. They had a full hearing. The process they had was completely different than anything we've had. This staff report that is before you is telling you that you can tell the enforcement officer to just direct a paper hearing. We will not have any oral opportunity. Yet, we just saw a process that was completely different than what's being suggested for the rest of us. One of our problems has been the arbitrary and capricious actions of this board. You don't seem to have a consistent policy or process for hearings. You don't have any way of treating people fairly or consistently. And that's evident by what we've witnessed today. And by your refusal to vacate these orders, and both the CAOs, and still have on your agenda threatening to issue more, It's just deplorable. I request, I know that it's been submitted to you, that you please review the petition for writ of mandate that I have filed, and I'd like to be part of the record. This agency...
Can you wrap it up, Ms. Sullivan?
Yes. This agency was created to preserve the quality of water, but you are wielding extraordinary abusive powers against randomly selected individuals. Please vacate the CDOs and don't issue more, please.
Thank you for your comments. Is there anyone else that wishes to address the board on this item? I don't have any more speaker cards. Who hasn't already? Okay, that'll close public comment.
We sat here for hours and we got 2 minutes.
Public comment is closed. I understand.
Yeah? What does that mean, you understand?
You've had your opportunity to speak. The board is...
2 minutes. We sat here for hours listening to you calmly talk.
Okay. So let us come to the podium and identify yourself. I know you're Mrs. Payne.
Hello, Chairman Young and Board. I'm Antoinette Payne, a CDO recipient and a resident of Los Osos. And I would just like to say that, you know, I heard you when you said, you know, vote properly for the 218 and we will vacate the CDOs, or, you know, and I heard you and I told my friends and I told people, you know, we just need to vote yes. We need to trust the county. We need to trust the Regional Water Quality Control Board. So here we are trusting by an 80% vote yes on this, and then you're going back on your word as far as vacating the CDOs. So it gives me reason to think that maybe I was wrong in thinking that I could trust you, and I was wrong in telling my friends that as well. So I'd just like to ask you to vacate the CDOs and don't give any others. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
My name is Leon Golden. I do not live in the prohibition zone. I do not have a cease and desist order against me. I did, however, come here at 1:30 in hopes that this would be taken care of early in the agenda. And I'm walking away from this, listening to you and the questions that were asked by both members of the board and also by staff. I think it would be a good idea if Los Osos changed its name to Olin, and it would get a fair shake, because you gave those people a fair shake. You didn't give the people here a fair shake. You don't continue to give the people here a fair shake. You should really be ashamed of yourselves.
Do you think this is the first time we've heard from these people?
I have been here before, sir.
I know you have, and we have heard from them for years. We give them the opportunity to speak every time we have a status report.
Just thank him for his comments.
Excuse me, Mr. Moylan.
We don't need to hear your comments on his comment. I think you would be sufficient.
Would you like to step outside?
Yeah, would you?
Can you?
I will please step outside, sir.
Go ahead.
I've been here before and have listened. I have practiced in law in the state of California for an excess of 35 years. You have turned what I consider to be justice on its head completely, each and every time. You promised that to agendize this, to get rid of these things. Just a second now. You raised the question. I'm going to answer you. You are following advice of attorneys who want, for their own purposes, to get a judgment of a court in their favor, which the result of which will be these folks are going to have to go spend some more money appealing that judgment. That's what they're after. I don't understand how you could, in closed session, turn around what you decided in open session. Sorry, it don't compute.
No.
And you want to continue this debate? I don't. I made my point. And I think you know I've made my point.
Okay. What the board had decided to do before, which has been completely misquoted by everybody in this room, including the last speaker, is that we had decided
to consider vacating the CDOs. Consideration. It was not predetermined what we would do with them. Some board members had stated their preference for doing a vacation. Others were silent on that. We did tell staff to go ahead and agendize it. The board itself decided not to have a hearing to consider vacation at this point in time.
Why?
I'm going to tell you right now why. And we've been here before with Los Osos. In fact, we've been here before and further along in a process which has been turned upside down and torpedoed. And we're just at the beginning of this individual new effort now with the county. After hearing Ms. Tacker's comments publicly, I had read them in the paper, but she was nice enough to actually put them on the record for us to hear, that she will derail Tri-W. And everyone, I'm sure, in this room agrees with her comments, troubles me a lot, and I will tell you why. And that is, if the county process decides on Tri-W, and there is a handful of you that disagree with that and are going to try to derail that, that's going to be problematic, because it's going to further delay implementation of a wastewater plant. The last reason is that, and I have read both the petition and the amended petition filed by Ms. Sullivan, the list of complaints allegedly committed by this board is longer than my arm. And quite frankly, I am looking forward to the judicial system validating the process that we have followed to date. And the benefit to the board for that will be, should we need to consider enforcement again in the future, we are going to have the benefit of judicial review of what has happened so far. Would any other board member like to comment?
I have a couple.
Go ahead, Mr. Shawcross.
Yeah. I'd just like to clear up something. Ms. Sullivan said that Olin had a hearing on a CAO that was issued. That wasn't a hearing on a CAO. That was a hearing for Roger, our executive officer, to get input from the board. He's the one that is going to, at some time, decide whether to issue the CAO. He was getting direction from the board on what we would like to see in the CAO. So that wasn't a hearing. And I think you might have misunderstood that. You know, we were all wanting, when was it, two meetings ago, you know, when we asked to come back and hopefully be able to agendize getting rid of the cease and desist orders, we all thought that was going to happen. Unfortunately, the lawsuit showed up, and then especially the one today, at the closed session today when they discussed the lawsuit. Unfortunately, that's not going to allow us to do that at this time. I'm looking forward to the day we can. I hope it's pretty soon. But unfortunately, we've got to let this lawsuit go through. I think, you know, there's some folks who maybe don't think we have the authority to do what we're doing, and we do think we do. So I think it'd be helpful at some future point if a court actually rules on that one way or the other, because we might want to wind up right back here again and have to start this over, and I don't want that to happen. So I would love to see the cease and desist orders go away. This isn't pleasant for us to sit up here and get, you know, trashed by you guys every time. It's not fun for us. We don't get anything out of it. So we would like it to go.
I don't consider myself telling you the truth about my life.
And I didn't talk while you were talking. Thank you.
I'm sorry, there was a
okay.
pause.
Mr. Hayashi,
you don't have to fill every pause.
I only got two of my 3 minutes.
Okay. Mr. Hayashi, any comments?
You know, I just have to echo my fellow board members' position that we really did intend to do something about this. But like right now, like I said, after these lawsuits came up, that our hands are tied.
What about the people who aren't in the lawsuits?
You know what? There's nothing we can do about it. I mean,
it's the only thing available to us is to appeal the process.
Good, and then go through with it. I mean,
we are.
Okay, good.
But the point is, yeah, that you made a decision after we filed the appeal to vacate, which
do you
could
want
have
to
eliminated
allow them to keep
the,
going
that process. I don't get it.
But we didn't have the specific.
Okay. Let's. Ms. McPherson.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Okay. Anything else, Mr. Hayashi?
No. That's.
Okay. So, staff just has a recommendation, and the three of us agree with it. At this point, there's no need to set any hearings to consider doing anything with the CDOs or the settlement agreements. At some point, I have said publicly that I am in favor of equalizing the playing field, and I stand by that. I never said when I felt that that had to happen. And my point is that if there's going to be enforcement actions that are going to stick and cause people to have to do something in 2010 or 2011, that everyone is going to be in the same position at that point in time.
It cannot be. Let's just say it. This belongs
okay.
to the county level or who has the project in control.
Thank you, Ms. McPherson. Okay. This concludes this agenda item. Thank you very much. We'll move on. We've done.